Welcome back to the How to Not Suck at Money podcast. I am your host, Devon Jarvis. Glad to have you here with me today. We're going to do something a little bit different that I haven't done in the past. So initially, when I started this show, I think I probably bit off a little bit more than I could chew. I said I was going to post 3 episodes a week, and that proved to be a little bit more difficult than I anticipated due to timing and everything that I have going on. So what I'm going to do is in the beginning of the week, I'll post the longer episode where I'm going to go a little bit more into depth with whatever topic I'm talking about. And that's going to be try to keep it 30 minutes or under. And then later on in the week, I'm going to post a quick tip of the week, which is going to be just a weekly quick tip of something that you can do to win with finances. And I'll keep that about 5 minutes or under. So let me know how you like this format. And if you guys like it, then I'll go ahead and continue with that. But for now, here is your weekly quick tip on the How to Not Suck at Money podcast. So quick tip for this week is the money in versus money out advice. All right, if you go to your financial advisor, they're going to tell you, spend less money than you bring in. My opinion, that's a bunch of crap. Spend as much money as you bring in. The difference is what are we spending the money on? Well, if you make $1,000 a month and you bring in $1,000 a month, then we need to spend $1,000 a month. But are we spending it on assets or are we spending that $1,000 a month on liabilities? Obviously, first things first, you're going to take care of your four walls, make sure that your home is covered, make sure that your bills are paid. And then after that, we need to make sure that we're putting the rest of that money to work. So we're not going to just save money. If we save money, where's it going? It means it's going in a bank. It's being lazy. It's getting fat. It's not working out. Money doesn't like to be fat and lazy. If you just put it in a bank account, it's going to get tired. It's going to be so lame and it's just going to be sitting there and it's not going to be really doing anything for you. Money likes to work. Money creates value when it changes hands from one person to the next when it's doing things, and it can't create any value if it's just sitting in your bank account. So what does that mean? If you make $1,000 a month after you pay your bills and the things that are, you know, that you need to keep you going, the things that you need to keep the four walls and all your bills, all that is secured, then you need to spend all the rest of the money on investing. Now, I don't believe in this, you know, money in versus money out. I look at it this way. Have you ever heard that terminology, calories in versus calorie out? So you could say, well, you can eat 2,000 calories a day, and that's a healthy recommendation for the amount of calories you need. Well, on one hand, you could say, I'll eat that calories by consuming fruits, vegetables, and stuff like that. Or on the other hand, you could say, well, I'll just eat chips, drink soda, and eat a bunch of crap and sweets and whatever. Are those calories the same? Do those two calories work out to be the same? Absolutely not. On one hand, you know, you eat your fruits, vegetables, you're getting the proper nutrition that you need. And on the other hand, you're getting same 2,000 calories, but it's destroying your body. You're not feeding it. You're not getting the proper nutrition that you need in order for, you know, you to thrive and for your body to be healthy and to function at its peak level. So what does this mean? When you make your money, if you bring in $1,000, now first things first, I will caveat this by saying, make sure your emergency fund is set up because we need to make sure that that's set. But then after that, all the rest of your money needs to go to work. All right, Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank uses this great analogy, and he talks about his money being like soldiers. He wants his money to go out there, recruit other soldiers, and bring them back to work for you. And that's exactly the way I see my money. Every single dollar I have, I want to go out there, find other dollars, beat them over the head, bring them back to the house, and then now we're going to retool, rebuild, and then we multiply the force, and then we're going to recruit some more soldiers to join the army. So that's it, folks. What are we going to spend our money on? Spend all of it. But is it going to be on assets or is it going to be on liabilities. And that's your quick tip for this week. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll talk to you next week in the next episode.